You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert. The last item I mentioned in sports there was kind of significant, a nice segue into what we'll discuss this afternoon. You may have seen a report in the Chicago Tribune last week. A Chicago area native wants to start up a Chicago baseball museum. Joining us by phone this afternoon, Dr. David Fletcher, the director of occupational medicine at the University of Illinois and a native of suburban Glen Allen. Dr. Fletcher, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
We should let it be known that you're calling from Arizona, where we've pulled you away from the Cubs and Sox this afternoon.
That's correct. I'm at the Cubs-Sox game here in Tucson, and the generosity of the White Sox let me use their media room to call you in to talk today.
Terrific. So you're not too far away from the action.
No.
You'll be able to get back soon.
That's right.
Tell me,
1-0 Sox.
Tell me, 1-0 Sox. Okay, good to have an update. Tell me a bit about why you decided that this was what you had to do, that why it was time that someone developed a museum in somewhere other than Cooperstown, in the city of Chicago, to talk about the history of baseball in the city.
Well, I really believe the legacy of Chicago baseball needs to be preserved and nurtured. I'm a big Chicago baseball fan, and I really believe that Chicago has never got its due for really being the capital of baseball in America. We may have some very narrow trophy cases, but we really have a great legacy of Major League Baseball, the two charter teams, the White Sox and the Cubs in Major League Baseball, the starting of the American League in Chicago in 1900, the founding of the National Negro League by Rube Foster in 1920, P.K. Wrigley starting the American Women's League during World War II, and our own brand of Chicago baseball, 16-inch softball. So we have a lot to celebrate, and we believe that we can complement Cooperstown, but at the same time be a lot more accessible to the inner urban kid who's never going to be able to go out to Cooperstown.
Yeah, last week Rick Morrissey in the Tribune had some fun with this and said we should have the instruments of torture like Leon Durham's glove, or maybe we can get Steve Bartman's cap and headphones. I mean, how important is it to instill in a fan that, like we don't have, like you said, we don't have a big trophy case, but we have a lot to be proud of.
We have a lot to be proud of, but even those moments that Rick Morrissey and tongue in cheek poking out, that's part of the legacy of the game. That's that generational bond that Chicago baseball fans love, and that's what makes the game fun. And you got to celebrate the fun in the game, and that's what we want to celebrate in the museum.
Is there an ideal location for this at this point? I know that there could be a big tug of war between, you know, Cubs and Sox fans, depending on what neighborhood you choose for this.
Well, you got that right, Jeff. The location of the museum is an ongoing battle. Is it too far north, too far south? And that's sort of the fun that makes this museum unique compared to any other city in the United States. We've looked at several locations in the city of Chicago. We're trying to concentrate around the River North. We've looked at some places like the Merchandise Mart. We've looked at the old Chicago Traffic Court building. So we've looked at a lot of locations, and it's a matter right now. We're in the stage. We're going from, you know, trying to turn a dream into reality with fundraising and our business plan to make this thing happen. But it'll be someplace in the downtown area that'll be convenient to tourists.
Have you put a mental picture of this a museum in your head already, what you'd like to see, if there will be exhibits dedicated to certain players, or you know what you'd like to see in
yes,
this facility yet?
We've done a lot of that with the planning so far with the museum as far as what it's going to look like. I think a lot of people will get a little preview of what it's going to look like when they go to the new Lincoln Presidential Museum. We're going to have going to be a high-tech 21st century museum that's going to have holograms of players like Ernie Banks, Shoeless Joe Jackson. I think the people really like the interactive aspect. It's just not going to be memorabilia on a wall. It's going to be trying to create some emotional experience, the roar of the crowd, the crack of the bat, the smell of the stadiums. And that's what we're trying to create. We've already hired Robert Lyons has done a great job as a design firm that's given us some renderings and given us some visual feel to my dream. And I think when people see that, they're very excited because it creates that emotional experience that people love about Chicago baseball.
Tell me a bit about your origins with Chicago baseball growing up in Glen Ellen and your passion for the game. And I understand that you root for the Cubs and Sox.
Yeah, I'm a little bit different. I love both teams very passionately, and that's sort of my upbringing as a West Suburban kid listening to Jack Brickhouse on Channel 9 in the afternoon, and then watching the Sox at night, Channel 44. That's when Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall were doing the games. And so that really helped my upbringing as a baseball fan, to have the opportunity to see both the stars of the American League and National League. And that's how I've always loved both teams. And, you know, right now out here at the game here at Cactus League, it's kind of hard when, you know, both my two favorite teams play. I can't root for either team. But that's my origin, and just the fact that Chicago has just a special relationship with its baseball teams, its history, and that's what we're trying to create and bring to life in this museum project.
So where are we at with the fundraising efforts for this? I've read that you've got both teams involved in this, and some politicians on your side.
Yes, we have. In fact, today I'm very fortunate. Representative Churchill, who's from up near Waukegan, is with me at the game as my guest. He's on our advisory board, and he was helpful with the vote for Comiskey Park 2 to be built in 1988. We've got a lot of, you know, advisors and people who have an interest and special love for the game. So now we're into the fundraising stage where, to open our doors, we need to raise $5-6 million in the next year, and with our hope to be able to have some opening in 2006 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the last Subway Series, unless miraculously it happens in 2005.
I would have to think, too, that one of the things that lends itself to this being a reality, certainly a great idea and a reality, are some of the characters of the game in Chicago, not just players, but largely broadcasters. We can think of Bill Veeck or Harry Carey, and as well as people like Ernie Banks or Billy Williams that a lot of fans have affection for.
Right. Well, I'm really fortunate. Tomorrow I'm gonna have breakfast with Jimmy Pearsall, which a lot of Chicago baseball fans relate to when he teamed up with Harry Carey during the 70s and early 80s with the White Sox. The feel with the broadcasters is very important, and that's kind of one of the reasons we're going to feature in the museum is the broadcasting end. And we're very fortunate on our board of advisors. Jack Brickhouse's widow, Pat, is on our board of advisors. And one of the things that really confirmed I was on the right idea was that she said her husband always felt that Cooperstown would have been better located in Chicago, because Chicago is the natural capital of baseball in America. And so that broadcasting dimension to us is very, very important. And we're looking at some real novel things. We're going to try to talk to ESPN about having an actual studio at the museum, which they can use for broadcasting. We just have a lot of different people who've come forward with a lot of great ideas, and that's what's been really fun about it so far.
And I guess as these ideas continue to come up in your head, that dollar figure obviously continues to rise.
Well, as far as the cost of building it, yes, it does. But, I mean, the thing is, we've had a lot of people who've really donated their time. This is, I think it should be known to your audience, this is a 501c3 corp, non-for-profit business for the love of the game. I think when people have love for something that they really are passionate about, it really helps it happen, and that's what we're trying to translate and make those dollars happen.
And we're looking for a target date. When would you like to see this happen?
Well, like I said, we really like to shoot for 2006, have some kind of opening then, you know, during the season of 2006 would be wonderful.
How important is it to instill the history of baseball? I mentioned the Rick Morrissey article and a lot of things that have happened there, but you think that we've maybe gotten past, we've had a little too much fun with, like, the Bartman ball was on display at Harry Carey's restaurant, and yes, they blew it up, and yes, it went to charity, but how often do we see a legitimate art display that is more dedicated to something like baseball history, as opposed to a foul ball that may or may not have caused, you know, the Cubs to lose in the playoffs a couple of years ago?
Well, you know, that's kind of the fun part. But we're going to be real serious. We're going to, you know, talk about the origins of the game. We're going to talk about, you know, the fact with the Jim Crow laws with the Negro League and how the Negro League, you know, games outgrew the Cubs and the Sox. We're going to be serious. We're going to have a lot of, you know, serious exhibits about the game and about the history. And we're going to have some serious things about what baseball means is the city of Chicago. We're going to feature some of the politics behind the lights in Wrigley Field, and we're going to feature some of the politics behind the saving of the White Sox in 1988 when they almost went to St. Petersburg, Florida. So So we're going to have a lot of serious things. It's just not going to be, you know, Bartman type of objects and stuff like that. But you got to have fun, though. That's what baseball needs more of, and to get another generation which has so many other entertainment choices.
Why does Chicago stand out so much as a baseball city? I mean, I can say that because I've rooted for the Cubs my whole life. You've rooted for both teams. A lot of people say St. Louis is the best baseball city. And then you have, I guess, New York and the rivalry with the Mets and Yankees because of interleague play and the Subway Series. Why does Chicago stand out?
Well, I think it stands out because of its origins of the game. That once again, I said the American League started here in 1900. Charles Comiskey and Ban Johnson started in the bar at the Fisher Building in downtown Chicago. The center of baseball universe from 1920 to 1944, Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis, his office was on Michigan Avenue in the People's Gas Building. The start of the All-Star Game in 1933 by the Tribune's sports editor. The interaction with the Negro League, all their East-West All-Star Games until 1950 were held at Comiskey Park. And it's that rich history, I think, that makes it unique compared to the other cities. You know, St. Louis, you know, they once had two teams. They don't have two teams anymore. You know, the Browns are just part of the past memory. We have two active charter teams in the major leagues. No other city, including New York, can claim that.
It should be noted, too, that you have a website or run a website. You talked about the Negro Leagues. We talked about the Negro Leagues and some of the other history in Chicago. You have one to reinstate Buck Weaver.
That's right. That's a side project apart from the Baseball Museum. That's part of my passion for Major League Baseball.
And that website is?
That website is clearbuck.com. The other website for listeners interested in the Chicago Baseball Museum is chicagobaseballmuseum.org, all one word.
And they can find out about making donations and everything on that website.
That's right. We're just in the stages about where people can do to help, you know, with the fundraising aspects. We've only been on the project's really only been going on since the fall of 2004. I hired a former state legislator, Linda Williamson, who's been terrific, dynamo on board, to help me do the feasibility study, and she's really helped. And I've got our director of operations, Gary Crawford, who used to work for ESPN. He's a hockey nut, but he's been turned into a baseball fan who sees the passion and vision of this museum. And I really got some talented people behind me to make this happen.
And I have to ask, although you rooted for both teams, I mean, do you have a one all-time favorite player from each side of town?
Probably from the White Sox, as far as living players, would be Carlton Fisk. Obviously, Buck Weaver is my favorite player of all time in baseball. And then probably for the Cubs, Ron Santo.
All right. Well, terrific. Best of luck to you and your fundraising efforts. We hope to continue to hear updates on what's going on with the efforts to start a Chicago Baseball Museum. Will we expect to hear something in the near future, you think, from some of your friends in the either Congress or legislature that might initiate a piece of legislation on this along the lines of designated this facility?
Yes, we do. We really are enlisting great support from the federal level as well as the state level to be part of this project. I think, listeners, stay tuned. Check the website out, chicagobaseballmuseum.org. I believe, the project's going to move along. We just keep getting people more and more interested in it. And, I certainly have loved the opportunity to take a break from the Cubs and Sox game here today to talk to all the listeners there.
All right. Well, as you said, 1-0 White Sox. We'll let you get back to the action. Is that you're in Mesa today?
It's in Tucson.
Tucson, the White
Electric Park.
The White
Sox. I want to thank the White Sox for allowing me to use their media room to speak to you today.
All right. Well, best of luck again to you. Again, that's chicagobaseballmuseum.com. Is that correct, the website?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Dr.
David Fletcher has been our guest on the Afternoon Magazine, Director of Occupational Medicine at the University of Illinois, and the founder of the soon-to-be reality of the Chicago Baseball Museum.